3 times bigger than this.
Vamos pra qualquer lugar onde a gente possa ser livre pra comer um ao outro, se observando um ao outro. Me leva pra qualquer lugar onde a gente passe a crer na bondade no mundo, na generosidade no mundo. E vai que você decida ficar depois que a tarde cair. E vai que de vez decida ficar depois que você me beijar. Me arrasta pra qualquer lugar. A gente possa estar um por dentro do outro, oriundo um do outro, um sorrindo pro outro. Me chama que eu vou com você, e se o tempo virar, meu amor, dá-se um jeito de eu morar nos teus braços. Vai que de vez eu possa ficar depois que a poeira sentar, a gente outra vez consiga seguir por onde o desejo guiar. Te arrasto pra qualquer lugar.
And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And starting off the program tonight, you heard something from a French artist named Bruno Capenon, a new... oh, sorry, I'm mistaken. It's Bruno Capenon's... well, it's Canadian, but it's a Brazilian singer-songwriter, and... a new album is doing pretty good on the National Campus Radio Charts, which is the NCRA Campus Community Radio Charts across Canada. And this new album called Terra Rara is what you heard, and you heard a track called Qualquer Lugar. And apologies for technical difficulties at the start, just getting back into the booth, and apologies for last week. I was here, but we were having some difficulties in the booth and our mics weren't working. So I was playing music last week and some IDs and stuff, but I didn't get the chance to talk. So once again, I'll be on air until 9 p.m. tonight, playing a lot of new music that I've been checking out recently. And to start it off tonight, we're going to hear a new album from local artist Kellerisa. She's got a new album out called Voice Leading, and this one's it's also doing pretty good on the charts. I think it's just kind of starting out, and we're gonna hear a track off of Voice Leading, something called Desire Path. And this one has a real nice kind of electro synth pop sound to it, and you can check it out at kellerisa.bandcamp.com. And after Kellerisa, we're going to hear something from Crystal Eyes, and a track off one of their new releases. It's called The Sweetness Restored, and we're going to hear, let me see, they're a Calgary-based band. We're going to hear a track called I Still Believe in Love, and I'm guessing this is a single since they have a radio edit version of this. Check it out at crystaleyesband.bandcamp.com, and once again, they're out of Calgary. So we'll hear these two artists and get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Kellerisa. This track is called Desire Path.
Thank you. Megamall's debut EP, Escape from Lizard City, goes live on Friday, July 1st. Buy the cassette and lyric book on Bandcamp or stream wherever you listen to music. For the last 2.5 years, you could avoid everyone except yourself. Welcome to Lizard City. Oh, I see the love thinking over
time. How'd it go? Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And we're broadcasting from the University of British Columbia, and hope everyone's doing pretty good on this night, nice Friday night. What you just heard was something from Calgary's Crystal Eyes with a track called I Still Believe in Love. That's off the album called The Sweetness Restored. And prior to that, you heard something from local artist Kellerisa with the new album called Desire Path. Or no, the new album called Voice Leading. You heard the track called Desire Path, and it's a really great synth pop album, and if you're not familiar, that's the work of Larissa Lavia, and you can check it out at kellerisa.bandcamp.com. And we're going to keep going with some more music, and we're going to hear some older stuff that I've been checking out recently. I just kind of feel like checking out a lot of these old albums from the 2000s that I haven't listened to too much, and one that kind of popped into my head a little while ago was an artist named Justine Electra, and she's a artist out of Australia, and she put out two really interesting releases, one in 2006, another one in 2013, as well as a few various EPs throughout the year. The album Soft Rock is what we're going to hear. It came out in 2006 on City Slang Records, which is a pretty great label. I think it's a Berlin-based label, but they have a really pretty big roster of stuff. I think even Caribou, Calexico, as well as Yoli Tango have had stuff out on City Slang, and yeah, I think they put out quite a bit of stuff. I think they do a lot of distro, but anyways, this album called Soft Rock came out in 2006, and it's kind of a little bit catchy bedroom pop kind of deal. So we're going to hear a track called Kill a Lady, and I'm not sure if Justine Electra is still doing work, but anyways, check out some of her work, a couple of really interesting albums out there. After Justine Electra, we're going to hear a Finnish kind of a little bit post-punkish, kind of noisy guitar band called Echo Is Your Love. They have an album called Human Size that I'm going to play, a track called City in the Dark Age, and they're kind of a really kind of post-punkish and noisy guitar type stuff. Really, really great stuff. echoisyourlove.bandcamp.com is where you can check it out. So we'll just hear these two, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So all the way from Australia, this is Justine Electra, the track called Kill a Lady.
Talk about was you say you kiss me,
I kiss you.
And you get angry when I break. You say you're in there,
I'm in there.
And I see you falling out, and we go swimming.
Ooh,
and you're jumping all about.
Oh,
first way to kill a lady ain't so easy as you would think.
Oh no,
to steal her shoes when she's asleep. Alcohol when she's lazy.
Ooh.
I kissed her the first time in my dreams, and I thought that she wouldn't
mind.
But it's not true. She knows my name.
Ooh.
What I do, say you love me,
I love you.
Then you destroy the things I make. You say you kiss me. Showing their underpants, you know. It's my dream,
my
fantasy. Don't take it away from me. You know what it means to me. You say you love me, then you destroy the things I make. You say you kiss me,
I kiss you.
And you get angry when I break. You say you're in there.
Baby,
we go swimming.
Ooh.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part 4 of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was a couple of mid-2000 artists. Most recently was Echo Is Your Love, and that was a Finnish post-rock, or kind of post-punkish guitar punk, noisy type band. They have an album out called Human Size, and you heard the track called The City and the Dark Age, and that came out all the way back in 2006. And you can check out their Bandcamp, which is, I think, echoisyourlove.bandcamp.com, and they have a decent amount of releases on there, and you can check out their, I think, most recent release came out in 2016 in a 7-inch. And the last album, I believe, is 2010. Before Echo Is Your Love, you heard something from Justine Electra, and you heard a track off a 2006 album called Soft Rock, and you heard the track called Kill a Lady, and that one was out on, I do believe, City Slang Records. And Justine Electra is a Australian artist out of Melbourne, making some really catchy bedroom-type pop. And we're going to keep going right here on CITR, or on Canada Post Rock, and we're going to hear a couple new releases from a couple Canadian artists, kind of more in the soul R&B vein. We're going to hear something from Michael Relt, who has a new album out, a self-titled Deal, and we're going to hear a track called Who Will Call You On. This one is doing pretty good on the radio charts right now. It's making an enter at 48. And this one is out on Daptone Records. Really cool that there's a Canadian artist out on Daptone Records. And it's, I'm not sure if it's specifically on the label. It's actually more of an imprint. Daptone has a label called Wick, which is a subsidiary, I guess, and has a little bit more kind of a rock soul type artists on this one. I guess artists a little bit more of a rock leaning sound, as Daptone is primarily funk and soul. But anyways, enough about that. After Michael Relt, we're going to hear a local artist, a new album out from Delicate, and a album called Moonbeams and Frequencies. We'll hear a track called Cycles, and we'll see what we get to after that. I might be able to play something in that next set, but anyways, this new album came out today, as far as I know. And right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Michael Relt with a track called Who Will Call You On, right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Lonely nights are a dime a dozen. And what will you do to pass the time? Broken hearts, mended and broke again. Under the lights of the changing skies. No, you made your bed, it serves you right. Who will you call on this time? And oh, you change your mind from day. Somebody new, you'll feel good for a while.
Tired of spinning around, driving myself dizzy. Can't seem to find the time to plant my feet. I'm too busy. Feel my thoughts dancing, battling, cluttering up my eyes. Don't even go outside no more, gotta stay on the grind. I can feel your calling, I can taste it from afar. I need to make these changes, won't get smoked up, burned out no more. Running, 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 life has got me running. Running, 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 running around. Running, 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 life has got me running.
My head, the angels keep telling me you're gonna burn yourself up like these forests. They're polluting these thoughts like the oceans. How we get so comfortable in self-destruction. I can feel your calling, I can taste it from afar. I need to make these changes. Running, 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 life has got me running.
We're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and we've got about an hour left on the program. What you just heard is a artist named Delicate, and a new release out came out today called Moonbeams and Frequencies. Here's the track called Cycles, featuring I Am the Living on vocals. And before that, you heard something from Michael Rout, Canadian artist out on Daptone's Wick Records. You heard the track called Who Will Call Them On? Or no, Who Will You Call On? Sorry, that's off the self-titled release. And Michael Rout is based out of Quebec, out of Montreal, and is doing pretty good on the national campus radio charts right now. So we're going to go into a little bit more kind of R&B, rap and hip-hop territory, and we're going to hear something from a Canadian artist out on Urbanet Records, a artist named Eloquent, and he's got a new album called Long Drives to Nowhere, and we're going to hear a track off of that, something called Vices, Part 3, I think is what I had queued up, this is a new album that's doing pretty good on the campus radio charts. Let me see what it's at. I know it's making a debut on the charts. It's come out recently on the new editions, I'm guessing. But anyways, sorry, I can't find the exact number right now. Oh, actually, it's at number 31 right now. And Long Drive to Nowhere is out on Urbanet Records. We're going to hear a track off of it, something called Vices Part 2, and you can check it out at the Urbanet Bandcamp. Actually, no, it seems it has a mixed one. Eloquent-urbanet.bandcamp.com is where you can check it out. After Eloquent, we're going to hear some new stuff from Warp Records, a new album out from Wooloo, and a album out called Loggerhead, and this one just came out. I think today, and we're going to hear a track off of it, something called South. This is what we're going to hear, and this one's featuring Lex Amor. It's off the Loggerhead release, and this one's more kind of a little bit more kind of a grime, actually kind of punk rap is what they characterize it as. But anyways, that's new stuff from Wooloo out on Warp Records. But first, right here, something from a Canadian-based artist, Eloquent out of Toronto, is what we're going to hear. This track is called Vices Part 2, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Dead coming to the Imperial May 6th to support their newest single, Bad Love, out now from their recently announced brand new album, Blue Skies. Available wherever you listen to music, May 27th.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And apologies for some of the technical difficulties. I haven't been doing a vocal show in a couple weeks. Anyways, I'm just getting used to everything. So apologies for the extra unplayed tracks and just half played tracks and stuff like that. So, but anyways, what you just heard was something from Wooloo with a track called South, and that was featuring vocals of Lexa Moore towards the end. And that was an album called Loggerhead. This one's out on Warp Records, and Wooloo is a South London more kind of like a rapper, but he, I guess, kind of gets characterized as punk rap, which is a little bit more, I don't know, kind of a rock rap and kind of electronic sounds, jungled sounds like that. So that's why it has a kind of an odd, oddball rap style to it. But anyways, Wooloo with a new album called Loggerhead is what you heard. Before that, you heard something from Eloquent, a Canadian hip-hop artist, and based out of Toronto. You heard a track called Vices Part 2 on the Long Drives to Nowhere release. And I think a lot of these tracks are instrumental, but anyways, that was out on Herbnet Records. And we're going to keep going with some more music on Canada Post Rock. We're going to hear something from Joyful Joyful, a kind of post-rock drone-y type experimental group out of Toronto. A new self-titled album is what you're going to hear. You'll hear a track called Marrow. And it does have a little bit of, kind of reminded me of that band, Timber Tambor, a little bit kind of haunting vocals, kind of haunting romantic style, kind of like the Roy Orbison kind of feel that Timber Tambor has. But anyways, you can check it out at joyfuljoyful.bandcamp.com. After the Marrow track, we're going to hear something from, a artist named Drum Machine Mike, Canadian artist with a new album out called Artificial Environments. You'll hear a track called An Upgraded Death, and Drum Machine Mike has a album out. I think is based in, let me see, it's funny that they don't list the city that they're from anywhere, so I can't find it right now. But anyways, you can check it out at drummachinemike.bandcamp.com. You're going to hear a track called An Upgraded Death, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is from Joyful Joyful. This track is called Marrow. Ba 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 ba
Thank you.
And from London, Ontario, that was Drum Machine Mike with a new album called Artificial Environments. You heard the track called An Upgraded Death. Really great kind of ambient down-tempo electronica. Kind of haunting in some ways. You can check it out at drummachinemike.bandcamp.com. And prior to that was something from Joyful Joyful with a track called Marrow. And that's off their new self-titled album, and you can check it out at joyfuljoyful.bandcamp.com, and they are based out of Toronto, and the new album is doing pretty well on the national campus radio charts. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be with you for another half hour or so. We're going to hear up next with some kind of a very heavy kind of jungle footwork type electronica from a artist named Jigen. Jigen has an album called Stone Guard Avant-Gardism, and this one is I think originally from 1998, but it is being reissued and is repressed on vinyl for the first time. I guess it's on vinyl, but anyways, we're gonna hear since it's all in Japanese, I'm not able to pronounce it, but we're going to hear a track off of it, something called, well, track number three is what we're going to hear, from Stone Drum Avant-Gardism. And once again, this is Jigen, a very heavy jungle drum and bass electronic artist from Tokyo. So right here on CIT, we're just going to hear this track, then I'll get back to you. It's a little bit more kind of a longer form track, so we'll just hear this one track, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. Right here on CITR, this is something from Jigen. Thank you.
Horse Girl, your favorite up-and-coming Chicago-based rock band, plays the Wise Hall on July 15th. You don't want to miss this.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Pion, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'll be with you about 20 more minutes. Going to try to cram in as much music as we can. We're going to hear, actually, no, what you just heard was something from a Jigen, Japanese drum and bass artist, with a track off the Stone Drum Avant-Gardism album that came out in 1998, and it is being reissued this month. And you heard track number 3. And up next, we're going to hear some very heavy industrial electronic music from G36 versus JK Flesh. And this is the work of Kevin Martin, also known as The Bug, and his collaborating with JK Flesh, which is one of the aliases of Justin K. Broderick, also of Godflesh and Jezu, and, well, JK Flesh as well. One of these many monikers. But together they have a split out called Disintegration Dubs. It's out on Pressure Records. And they each do various tracks, and they have it kind of mixed up. There'll be two G36 tracks, and then there'll be a couple JK Flesh tracks. Actually, just more singles from JK Flesh. But anyways, it's really, really interesting split. Very heavy, crushing, kind of dub, electronic industrial music. Two really great artists, so it's really cool to hear a collaboration between them. Once again, this is out on Pressure Records, and I think it's a very limited edition of 500 colored LPs, but you can check it out on the Bandcamp, which is G36 versus jkflesh.bandcamp.com. We're going to hear one of each tracks, first of which is Annihilation from G36. After that, JK Flesh with a track called Jack Palance, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from G36.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P Bone. That was the split from G36 versus JK Flesh. And G36 is another name by The Bug. And JK Flesh is also the work of Justin K. Broderick. The collaboration album is called Disintegration Dubs. And it's out on Pressure Records. Very, very interesting split from two very heavy industrial electronic artists. I guess powerhouses, I would say. But anyways, thanks for tuning in to Canada Post Rock. I'll be back next week with some more great music. And keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. And head to CITR.ca. You can check out some podcasts and playlists and stuff like that. And I'm going to leave you this week with something from a artist named Kriker, who's a Paris-based electronic artist and a artist that has a few releases out on Lies Records. And the latest is something called 7 Hertz. And it's a, I think it's a cassette release that originally came out, I think, stuff that came out in 2019 era. And it was recently pushed out on his own label. I think a self-titled release. It's a limited cassette of 100 copies. And we're going to hear a track off of it, something called Merciless Retaliation. And you can check it out at Kriker.fr. And you can check out the rest of the discography of Kriker there. Really interesting stuff. It's really great artist that I've played a few times before. I can't remember the last time I've played Kriker. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Kriker with a track called Merciless Retaliation.
This is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and that's Canada, boys.
This episode is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Yes, yes, you are listening to We Got You right here on CITR